You know, I work for Hillel, which is a Jewish organization, three rabbis, and sometimes the connection between Baba and Judaism is not very clear, but not very obvious, because just the way it is there. So last September, I went to the High Holiday service, Yom Kippur, which is Day of Atonement. And you're there all day. And about three times in the liturgy, it comes up that the 10th day of the 7th month will be a Day of Atonement and fasting and all that for all time. And about the third time around, I said, that's July, that's Silence Day. And I was just so pleased. Isn't that amazing? Of course, I mean, yeah.
You know English?
I know a little Hebrew, but I mean, I was following in the translation.
Well, the translation.
Yeah. And every once in a while, something like that will come up and just absolutely blows me away, but I can't really share it with anyone at work.
So every 10th day?
No, 10th day of the 7th month.
Of the 7th month.
But that's by counting by the Jewish calendar, it falls in like September or October, is a day of prayer and fasting and repentance and all that.
It's a Day of Atonement.
Yeah.
In the Jewish religion.
Right. Yeah, it's the day of the entire year. People who have nothing to do with anything all year long will show up, you know, will do that.
And go to each other's houses and all that and beg forgiveness.
Yeah,
and all that.
Well, before it comes around, by, you know, by sundown, you're supposed to go and if you have any
scores to settle.
And then New Year comes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, day before yesterday, it was the Day of Atonement for the Iranis, called Pateti, a day of repentance. Atonement, yeah.
Is that the same
and
as
then
New
the next day is the New Year.
So what's the
So now just imagine, Peggy, that Katie, Gaver and all those Iranis, you know, they observe that day. Of course, we don't observe it, but naturally, in memory of it, there's no observing it, but at least remembering it, that is the day according to the calendar. So, of course, we joke with them and say, no, it's not that. Because exactly after a month comes the Parsi's repentance. Because that is Kadimi, that is the ancient calendar. And ours is Sanshai, means from the time when the emperors of Persia ruled over Persia and all that, the calendar started a month after that, you see.
Uh-huh.
So that's how it differs. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing. The days differ, the months differ. But it's the same thing. It is the same thing amongst Jainism, same thing amongst Buddhism, same thing amongst Brahmanism. All this is a Day of Atonement. When you go to one another's place, friends or relatives or houses or neighbors and then they come. It's everywhere the same thing. One day in a year. And if you are living for 60 days, then only 60 times you can do it, 60 years if your lifespan is. Whereas you should do it every day, every second.
That's what Baba gave us, the prayer.
That is what Baba used to always say, that, well, you pray to God, but what happens in our constant prayers to Him, instead of remembering Him, we remember the prayers.
It's true.
We remember the words you say, it goes on and on. For whom we are doing, what we are doing, just minds are going there. We forget Him for whom you are praying, but you remember the prayers. And you are considered to be a staunch religious, staunch Christian, staunch Jews, staunch Parsis, and this and that. It's like that. But what a sad thing. Yeah.